This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on the ongoing visit to Sri Lanka as marked a significant milestone in the evolving relationship between the two nations. He is the first foreign head of the government to be hosted by President Anura Kumar Dissanayake since the latter assumed office in September 2024. The visit reflects the shared commitment to a joint vision of fostering the partnerships for a shared future and reaffirms the close, multifaceted ties between India and Sri Lanka. At the Presidential Secretariat in Colombo, Prime Minister Modi also held comprehensive discussions with President Dissanayake on the range of bilateral issues, including the regional stability, energy, cooperation and development partnerships. The two leaders jointly participated in the virtual groundbreaking ceremony from the Samarpur Power Project, a strategic initiative to be executed by the NTPC and the Ceylon Electricity Board. The Prime Minister Modi also met with the Tamil political leaders and leader of the opposition, Sajith Premdasu. He reaffirmed that India's unwavering support for the equality, dignity and the justice for the Tamil community within a united Sri Lanka. In a solemn gesture, Mr. Modi laid a wreath at the Indian Peacekeeping Force Memorial in Colombo, honouring the sacrifice of the Indian soldiers deployed between 1987 and 1990. Key announcements include Indian support for Sri Lanka's unique digital identity project and the conversion of $100 million in loans to grants, a 2.5 billion Lankan rupees package for the eastern province, and the inauguration of the Maho Omanthai railway line. A state banquet was held in honor of the Prime Minister Modi later that night. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday gave her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by the Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday, with 288 members supporting it and 232 against it. The bill was passed in the Rajya Sabha on Friday, with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. The Union Minister of the Railways Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, has said that the inauguration of the modernized state-of-the-art Paravan village in Rameshwaram, Tamil Nadu, will be a significant historical milestone in this country's history. Interacting with the media of the Chennai airport, he said it will be a proud moment as the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the bridge today. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah reiterated that Naxalism will be wiped out from the country by the end of March this year. Addressing the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandubam in Dantewada, Chhattisgarh, Mr. Shah appealed to the Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream. The Home Minister praised the Bastar Pandubam for promoting the Chhattisgarh tribal art and craft. The Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has announced the establishment of the helpline desk with the ministry to assist the startups, particularly in addressing the issues related to bureaucracy. Addressing the Startup Marathi Challenge at the Startup Mahakumbh in New Delhi, he said that the startup founders will have the opportunity to register their complaints, and for those in remote areas, the registration can be done in regional languages. The India Meteorological Department has forecasted the heat wave to severe heat over Gujarat and Rajasthan till Wednesday, and the heat wave over Madhya Pradesh during 7th to the 9th of April. The Met Department has also predicted the heat wave over the South Punjab, Haryana and the adjoining West Uttar Pradesh on the 7th and the 8th of April. The weatherman has predicted a fresh spell of rainfall along with a thunderstorm, and the lightning is key over the East India during the 7th to the 9th April. Isolated to scattered light and moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds is likely over Kerala in Mahe, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu today. In IPL T20, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 50 runs at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Put into bat first, Rajasthan Royals posted a total of 205 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs, and Yashasvi Jaiswal contributing 67 of 45. For Punjab Kings, Lockie Ferguson claimed 2 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.